toadstools?
Well, yeah, I've heard them called toadstools.
Okay. Now, if a man had a sore throat and inside his throat's all swollen, you say he couldn't eat that because he just couldn't
swallow.
Okay. Now, some folks smoke pipes, others smoke
cigarettes, regulars, you know.
Yeah, and
other tobacco.
And other people smoke big, long, fat
cigars.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a bunch of people at a party having a good time. They might say they're all standing around the piano, or it might be just
having a sing along.
That's
okay. Good. That's good.
All right. And if a funny story was told, they'd all be.
Men would laugh and women would giggle.
All right. Now, somebody offers you to do you a favor, you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
obligated.
Okay, obligated.
They used to use indebted to, you know.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be indebted to them, you know.
Okay. Now, I want to get into some of the animals briefly. You might now. What about the kind of bird that could see in the dark?
Now,
yeah. Do you have any different kinds?
Yeah, we had the screech owl and the hoot owl. You know.
Yeah.
That was about the only.
What about the kind of bird that would pick holes in trees?
Oh, that was a bird that would beat his face on the pole.
beat his face on the pole?
That's the French thing.
French. I bet they raise hell when they
saw
the first time.
Well, I was working a bunch of Frenchmen when they started the offshore rigs down in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
They started drilling a lot of those rigs, you know, in marshes and that low land. You'd have to construct your own roadbeds. And then they started the offshore drilling, and they bought up a bunch of these old LSTs and stuff that was used in the war, you know?
Yeah.
Old boats.
Landing vehicles?
Yeah, and they'd put them out on the oil rig, you know. It wasn't movable in them days, you know. It was stationary, but it was offshore in the water, you know, shallow water. And I was working a crew of men down there, and we'd fix up these boats for living quarters, you know, for the people that were working the rig, the drillers, you know, and roughnecks and such as that.
Yeah.
And I was working with this contractor, and he sent me down there, and I couldn't find nothing else to do, so I went. You'd work 10 days on, and then they'd give you 7 off. So you'd stay right there 10 days.
Yeah.
So one time I laughed at this Frenchman. His name was and they'd call you call him over there by the first name, a last name, you know. Anyhow, this Frenchman, he was a cutter, you know.
He's a what?
He was a cutter, you know. He laughed. Always going on with some foolishness. He wanted a piece of some slack and a rope or something, you know. He wouldn't say, give me some slack. He'd say, hey, loose back one piece. Loose back some more. You know, loose back another piece. Give him some slack, you know. Take up this loose. And then take up the slack, see. He just chopped that language up, the American language, just English language, just something fierce. But he could rattle that French, you know. So anyhow.